Bible reading for this morning is a really, really short one. It's just one verse, and it's from 2 Timothy, which is in the New Testament, chapter 3, and verse 16. And it says this: all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing people what's wrong in their lives, for correcting faults, and for teaching how to live right. Now, Scripture is just another word for the Bible. So that first bit is saying the whole Bible, the whole of this, is inspired by God. You've got one as well. Fantastic. The whole of that is inspired by God. And that means that God caused it to be written. God put ideas in the minds of the people that were then going to write down the different books of the Bible. And it's useful for all sorts of things. It's useful for teaching. What do you think the Bible might teach us about? Let's have some ideas. This is not a difficult question, people. What might... Go on, Pat. How to treat people? Yeah, absolutely. Alan? How to love one another? Gail? Same thing. Anyone else? Wisdom, sorry. How to live properly? Brilliant. Yes. How to pray? Yes. How to be kind? Definitely. What Jesus was really like? There are so many things. Go on then, one more. How we should follow God? Brilliant. Lots and lots of good ideas. So it's useful for teaching. It's useful for showing people what's wrong in their lives. Now, that could be pretty annoying if you think that you're perfect, and if you think that there's nothing wrong in your life and nothing to be corrected. But I think most of us probably know that that's not the case, don't we? And if you know that, and if you know that there are things wrong, then the Bible can help us to see where those things are in our lives that are wrong. But it doesn't stop there, because it goes on to say, and for correcting faults. So it doesn't just point out what's wrong. It helps us to know how to follow God in such a way that those things might change. And lastly, it teaches us how to live right. I think somebody said that at one point, didn't they? And I don't know about you, but I need all of those things in my life. I need to be taught. I need to be shown what's wrong in me. I need to be not only shown what's wrong, but corrected and shown how to live right. I need that all the time. So the Bible is like a huge letter from God that tells us all about Him and tells us all about ourselves and all about the world around us. Pardon? Tells us all about so many things and tells us about how to live. And I think it's the most amazing book that was ever written. And no wonder that people have compared it to so many things. So if you remember the pictures we had at the start, the Bible's a bit like a hammer. Which is a strange thought at first, isn't it? But in Jeremiah 23, God says His words are like a hammer that smashes a rock to pieces. And I think what He meant was that His words are true, and the truth kind of smashes anything that's untrue. It defeats things that are untrue. So the Bible's a powerful thing. Anyone got any ideas why the Bible's like a mirror? To reflect, it could be to reflect His ways to us. Yep, could be that. Go on, Toby. And to reflect ourselves as well. That can be a scary thing, can't it? In James 1, it says the Bible's like a mirror. And when you look into a mirror, it shows you, well, if it's a good mirror, if it's a clean mirror, it shows you exactly as you are, doesn't it? And the Bible's like that. There's no pretense. There's no cover up. It reveals everything about us. What else have we got? Oh, the honey. Why do you think the Bible's like honey? I can hear whispers. Go on. It tastes sweet. In Psalm 119, it says, "Your words are sweeter than honey to my mouth." And the reason that is in Psalm 119 is that when Psalm 119 was written, they hadn't yet invented chocolate. And so the sweetest, most delicious thing they knew was honey. And it was their way of saying God's words are like something we can't get enough of, because they're the most delicious, most Moorish thing. When you really get into the Bible, it's not a difficult thing. It's not a horrible thing. It's like something, I want more of that. I need more of that. And finally, the Bible's like light. I won't shine it in your eyes again. And it's also in the same psalm. It says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. Have you ever tried to walk through your house at night with all the lights turned off, or maybe in a power cut? Have you tried to do that? And you will, unless you are extremely spatially aware, you will bump into things. Because it's really difficult getting around when all the lights go out. And God says that his word is like a light to help us find our way, not through our houses, but through life. So the Bible's like a light for us to walk through life with. So it's all of those things. No wonder Mary Jones was so keen to get hold of a copy of the Bible so she could read it for herself. So if I put this Bible somewhere really safe, if I lock it up and put a security guard on the door, will it be like a hammer and like honey and like a mirror and like light to me? Go on, why not? Exactly, you've got to read it. It's only all those things if you actually read it. And the Bible says one more thing about itself. It compares itself to something else. It says it's a bit like food. It's something we need to consume regularly. It's something we need to take in. So, a couple of questions for you. Thinking about healthy diet. What's more healthy for us, a Big Mac meal or a fruit salad? Who said a Big Mac meal? What's really more healthy? I mean, we all prefer a Big Mac meal, but what's more healthy for us? A fruit salad. And it's the same with what we feed our souls. We can feed our souls good things, or we can feed our souls unhealthy things. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having a Big Mac. I thoroughly enjoy a McDonald's occasionally, but it's not a healthy thing for me to be feeding myself the whole time. I need to be feeding myself good stuff as well. And whilst we might feed our souls and our minds other things as well, it's important that we're feeding them something healthy, which is what comes out of the Bible. Another question for you. What's more healthy, to eat exactly the same meal every single day or to have a varied diet? A varied diet, of course it is. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? And yet some of us read the same half a dozen books of the Bible all the time because they're the easy ones, they're the nice to get into ones, they're the simple to read ones, and we never wrestle with some of the more difficult bits of the Bible. But a healthy diet is a varied diet, not one that says, well, I'm going to read the Gospel of Luke again, and again, and again. One more question. What's more healthy? Stuffing your face with a huge, huge Sunday lunch with all the trimmings and hoping that that will get you through till next Sunday. You can see where I'm going. Or having two or maybe even three meals a day right the way through the week. Obviously, it's the second one, isn't it? And believe it or not, it's the same with the Bible. If the only time we read or hear the Bible is when we get together as church family on a Sunday, and of course we read the Bible in church, that's what we do, isn't it? And of course we read it in Extreme and in Transform, that's what we do. But if that's the only time we read the Bible and take it in through the week, that is not a healthy diet. That's not a healthy diet. So we're going to take a couple of minutes. We always like to have, in an all-age service, we always like to have a discussion time. Now, discussion means you have two choices. One is to actually discuss with a human being that's sitting near you, and the other is to discuss with God. So you can sit quietly sort of by yourself with God discussing these two questions, or you can turn around to the people that you came with or other people sitting near you, and if they look at you like they just don't want to talk to you, please don't be offended. They just want to discuss with God, and that's fine as well. So we've got two questions. They're going to come up on the screen. thinking about how you feed yourself with the Bible. What habits do you have at the moment? What are your current habits in terms of reading the Bible? What sort of diet do you have? And the second question is, what habits would you like to develop this year? It's still near the beginning of the year. Where would you like your reading habits to develop? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, either by yourself with God or turn around and chat to the people near you. Have a think about those two questions.